Normally, when we think about the judgment on Rosh Hashanah, we think about an evaluation of the previous year to determine whether we are going to be able to live in the upcoming year or not. As it says in the dramatic High Holiday Prayer, Unetane Tokef, it is a time of year when God decides who will live and who will die, and what kind of life or death that person will have in this world. There is no reference to life in the world to come. However, the Talmud states, it says, three books are opened on Rosh Hashanah, one for the completely evil, and one for the completely righteous, and one for those in between. The completely righteous are written and sealed for life immediately, and the completely evil are written and sealed immediately for death. The judgment of the in-between group remains undecided until Yom Kippur. If they have merit, they will be written for life, and if not, they will be written for death. So Tosfos comments, sometimes the righteous are sealed for death and the completely evil for life. Thus, here, death for the evil and life for the righteous is with respect to the world to come. This is very difficult to understand. How is it relevant to judge a person who is still living with respect to his portion in the world to come? Is it not a person's final moment before death that proves everything about his life and which determines whether he will have to pass through Gehenna on his way to eternal reward? Yes and no. As it turns out, the two are very much interrelated, as the Leshem explains, and this results in a different understanding of what actually happens on Rosh Hashanah, and after it, for that matter. The Leshem writes, someone who is worthy of the world to come as of Rosh Hashanah is punished in this world, now, before he dies. However, for someone who is going to require tzirufa libum in a major way, major rectification, more than what can be handled in this world, that is, the Shiva Midur Gehenim, the seven levels of Gehenim and all the judgment that comes after death, they give him good in this world. In other words, all that happens to a person in this world is dependent upon his position with respect to inheriting the world to come, as of Rosh Hashanah each year. The heavenly court, when deciding a person's judgment for the upcoming year, asks, if this person were to die today, would he inherit the world to come, without too much need for spiritual rectification? If the answer is in the affirmative, they might cause him some suffering in the upcoming year to purify him of any residual sin for which he has yet to atone. On the other hand, if a person standing with respect to the world to come is presently exceptionally poor, the heavenly court decides instead to recompense him in the here and now for any good he may have done and save his required tzirufa libun for later. This is why it says in the Talmud, there is no reward in this world for mitzvot performed. Thus it is possible that after doing good all day long on Yom Kippur, we can suffer a setback in the evening, look heavenward in dismay and ask, why me? Well, implies the Talmud, why not you? Because you did a good deed? Which would you rather receive? Temporal payment for that eternal deed now, or eternal payment in the world to come? Which would you rather suffer? Temporary suffering in the here and now, or a more eternal form of suffering after death? Exactly. But we do experience good in this world. That, the rabbis teach, is not reward for your good deeds, but an act of divine kindness and charity. As it says in the Talmud, charity feeds the entire world. The good is only for the sake of keeping the world going, to give people the opportunity to do Torah and mitzvot for the sake of life in the world to come. This good is something that is only determined based upon one's position with respect to the world to come at the time of judgment on the Rosh Hashanah of that year. We can now understand the relevance of a world to come judgment to a yearly Rosh Hashanah judgment. The three books opened on Rosh Hashanah are really with respect to the world to come. And in them, the completely righteous and the completely evil are sealed on Rosh Hashanah for life or death, respectively. However, with respect to this world, no one is sealed until Yom Kippur. It is to this that Tosfot alludes. Just as a side point, the Vilna Gaon concurs. Furthermore, even a completely righteous individual should ask to be written in the Book of Life until the Ne'ilah service on Yom Kippur, because one should not assume himself to be completely righteous. Crying out at this time even helps a completely evil person in terms of his portion in the world to come, because doing so helps a person before the decree has been sealed, and perhaps it can make a difference even after the judgment has been sealed. Based upon what has been said above, the Vilna Gaon taught that it is incorrect to wish someone Lashana Tova Tiketev V'Tiketein, a good year, you should be written and sealed, because it sounds as if the blessing is only for this year. If one's intention is to bless regarding the world to come, then it should say you should be written and sealed for a good life, without mentioning a good year. The main reason for this change is that the judgment of the world to come is over before the writing and the sealing is completed for life in the upcoming year, the former also taking place on Rosh Hashanah, and the latter at the end of Yom Kippur. What a person really ought to say to another on Rosh Hashanah night is, for a good life in the world to come, you should be written and sealed, and for a good year in this world, you should be written. However, explains the Leshem, the tradition is not to say such a long blessing, so therefore the Vilna Gaon ruled that one should only say written, which refers to this world, and which will also include a blessing for the world to come.